Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
What the fuck day is it today? Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are being tickled by us out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, America. Let me ask you something. Is our world now just turning on the news and seeing what shitty things the Republicans have done? Is that it?
Well, it's going to be the next few years now
my God.
They're in charge and they think that they're able to do absolutely everything. Fuck the people, the other, definitely us, the half of the people that didn't vote for them, and
fucks all around.
They're fucking their own people over.
Half of the people that didn't vote for them. I mean, more than half of the people didn't vote for them.
Very
you know?
True.
Yeah.
Tweet us during the show if you're listening live, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com. And don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, through the internet, over the internet, via the internet, buy it through Amazon and buy it through our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble, a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Put your link in our hole.
It just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Yay.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Mr. Trump, he's so stupid. I wonder if Trump is going to go to Paris, if he's going to have to bump into the mayor there.
I mean, they're going to meet. They'll cross paths, won't they?
Or maybe at some point. I mean,
where's his first trip going to be out of the country? Shitler. Where's he going to go?
Israel. He'll probably go to Israel to lick some Netanyahu taint.
Bibi, let me put it in my mouth. Not Russia?
No, but did you see there's a small herd of elephants going, already planning a trip to Russia. There's some heinous representative who has been on the television saying, well, how could you accuse Trump of anything when Hillary's emails?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So this dick wipe is going to be taking himself on the taxpayer dollar and a bunch of others over there. And then when they were asked if he was going to meet with Putin,
yes,
he smiled sheepishly, coquettishly, and said, well, I don't know.
Why are they going? I mean, what's the point? I wonder. Of their trip
to, I don't know,
to buy shit,
probably to present more starfish for
Uncle Nipples
to go balls deep into.
There's a faction of the Republicans, and it's not just Trump, that love Putin. That is insane.
Yeah, I think there's some whores out there who see Exxon money drizzling down. They just see more ways of making money off of turning America into an autocratic dictatorship run by oligarchs like, I don't know, Russia.
Oh, yes.
as opposed to any kind of a democracy or anything like that. You can't let these people vote, especially not the brown ones.
They, God, I've been stuck in this mindset today where I keep thinking, oh, my God, what if Hillary had won? Things would be so fucking
Our
different
show would
right
be boring
now.
Right now. We'd be
That's true.
We'd be blaming, we'd be screaming about some Goldman Sachs guy that she's putting in some minor role in the White House. We'd be screeching about that. Nobody'd be listening.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not true, but you know, it's sadly it's good for our show,
yeah,
I guess,
it is,
that
isn't it?
The country is going to burn.
We shall be your podcast to escort your ears into the apocalypse of shit.
And then when they take it all away from us and throw us in the gulag, we'll meet you in between barracks 4 and 5.
We can still do the fucking show, man.
We'll now, just,
for us.
Oh, right. That's what I mean. Meet us between barracks 4 and 5.
Yeah. Bed-ics.
And or we'll hook up some aluminum cans.
Oh, yeah.
Do some wires.
Oh, sure. Well, hey, we'll go old school. We'll go low tech with this motherfucker.
Yeah, couriers.
Yeah.
You can't trust the computers. That's our commander in chief in the 21st century. Our incoming commander in chief was saying, with all these computers and all this hacking, I don't trust them. You should use couriers.
So fucking stupid.
Meanwhile, you know how we caught Bin Laden?
How? Oh, hacking, right?
No.
How?
Courier.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they caught one of his couriers.
Oh, that's right.
So there you go with your couriers are so much safer than putting it on the internet and putting it electronically.
What city did they catch him in, Bin Laden, in Pakistan?
I don't know.
I saw a documentary. Maybe it was on Vice. It was on the surveillance that was set up in that in a nearby village from where Bin Laden was caught. It was these two dudes in an apartment, you know, handling the surveillance. And that whole little area is...
Who Trump would now call liars and trust whatever information they're sending because they're parts of the, quote, intelligence, unquote, community.
I mean, doesn't Trump want to fucking support these guys? I mean, isn't it irrational to say that if you don't agree with... Even if he doesn't agree with some parts of the intelligence that he's getting, I mean, does he have to disparage the whole community?
Because even the hint of vodka-flavored semen in the vagina of our election system means that it delegitimizes his win.
Right.
And he can't handle that. He thinks in his head, he won by a landslide and has a mandate.
Yes.
And everybody loves him, and it's lies, all lies about that popular vote bullshit, because we all know that tens of millions of illegal brown people here in California alone voted for Hillary, who shouldn't have been able to vote, and therefore that's the only way he went. The millions. They think that like a third of our votes here in California are illegal.
Even Kate voted.
How moronic is that?
It's stupid.
A third. They think a third of the votes, these morons, these idiots, these Trumpkins, these mono-celled brain fuckwads.
And were it true, wouldn't there be a story?
Well, I think we'd notice a third.
Wouldn't Rachel Maddow have led with that story
at some point?
A third of Californians voted illegally.
No, because she's part of the lamestream media,
Ryan.
That's fake news and lying to you. Unless it's pro-Trump or pro-Putin. Then, of course, it never lies and is perfect.
You know, you're probably going to get to this horrendous story today, but the biggest fake news thing that's so gross that poor guy that got kidnapped in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not Black Lives Matter. It's not.
Correct.
Fucking
Oops.
Not.
Yeah. I've got a couple of clips and stuff. We'll talk about that more
really,
later
that
on.
That story really bothers me. I hate that.
But right now, let's get to our headlines and we can get to the other stories then. And that's the wrong clip.
Goddamn. The orchestra just fucked up. Hey, you guys, take it from the top. There you go.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January the 5th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Fate.
Huffington Post.
Eat my dick.
Photograph of the Department of National Intelligence, the DNI, is that what it is?
Oh, I don't know.
Mr.
Gates, shut up.
The dog, James Clapper, yes, the Director of National Intelligence.
Yes.
James Clapper.
Clapper.
On the Hill, they're having these...
How about that for a last name, huh? Doesn't that suck? Clap.
Turn on and off lights.
Yeah, or the, you know, dick hurts.
The, over at the Hill, he went over there and they're having these hearings about what's going on with the intelligence and with the Russian hacking. And he was being grilled by these senators, Tom Cotton Weasley, little skull fuck that he is. So over at the Hill, it says that the headline says spy chief pushes back at Trump's quote disparagement.
Yes. Yeah, little skull fuck, yeah.
As the intelligence community plans to release an unclassified report early next week. So early next week, we're going to have a report detailing the findings on the Russian cyber attacks.
Okay.
Not that we think might be the Russian cyber attacks. They're pretty goddamn well sure. All that they argued about, basically, is whether or not it had an effect on the actual election. And Mr. Clapper said, well, we have no way knowing that.
Yeah. You can't know that, right?
Because we have no way of measuring, right?
It's subjective.
Because nobody's saying, and this is another part where you should swing an E2x4 into the E-face of some fucking moron on social media. Any of your dumb relatives that that try to... obfuscate,
yes,
or try to claim that you know, well, we don't know that Russia had anything to do with it, or they say that when people like us talk about the hacking,
yes,
we're talking about somebody in ninja costumes slipping into every fucking tiny precinct in the United States and diddling with the actual machines, and nobody is saying that.
Right.
We're saying, when we say Russian hacking, we mean getting into the DNC, taking that stuff out, sending it to a guy who then gave it to WikiLeaks so that that Weasley fuck Assange could say, well, our direct source is not a state actor. That's kind of what he said.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
He didn't say this didn't come from Russia. He said, our source of this is not a state entity.
And it could have, but the source of his source could have got it from Russia.
Well, yeah.
And probably did.
Within 5 seconds.
I mean, and what else, you know, the crazy thing about this is, the reason Trump and everybody should want to find out what the fuck is going on, because what if they have other shit? And what if they have other uses for this information they got?
The reports have come out that they had done the same thing to the RNC, and that information's not being released for some reason. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave us a nice review if you're so kind. But we talked about this yesterday, how I got sidetracked.
How, like, we don't know what that information is, and maybe Trump is being blackmailed. Maybe
that's it.
Maybe
they're
holding it over the heads of somebody in the GOP, these fucking Putins.
Something popped up here in mid-sentence and trying to do a promo. And
a lot
try
of people
go back.
Don't know this that are listening. At Vile Experience runs the show. Well, I mean, you do. You have your finger on all the fucking controls over there.
My finger on a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, yes.
So we think there are those that believe that there might be some blackmail going on, or extortion, whatever you want to say, for that Uncle Nipples and the boys.
Nine.
And girls. I'm sure there are some high-ranking lady Russians.
What is it like over there? Is it a sexist society? Is it like Japan where, you know, it's patriarchal and... Are there, I mean, do they have gender? I mean, well, fuck. I mean, they don't have.
I don't think they have gender equality over there. I think doesn't he have a bunch of a tall, blonde, big-tittied women that follow him around as like
I think so.
Private alleged security force or something
Kate,
like that?
Kate,
or was that Gaddafi? Or both?
That's Gaddafi, I believe.
I thought he had some...
Gaddafi has a secret cave.
I thought Putin had some large-breasted women following around for some reason.
Who the fuck has a secret cave? Who has
Berlusconi.
Oh, that's right.
The Bunga Bunga cave.
I think, is Trump more like Putin or more like Berlusconi, or we don't even know yet?
More like Berlusconi, but I don't know that Berlusconi necessarily ran on racism.
Okay.
Or ran on, I mean, I think he ran on, look, I'm a big businessman, I'm going to make everything better.
Well, had Berlusconi...
And he did, for him.
That's true. I mean, had Berlusconi had the electorate Trump had, he might have ran on racism. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're looking at all these fucking rednecks in West Virginia and Alabama, they're all fucking homophobic and racist.
Last month, outgoing, sadly, President Barack Hussein Obama had ordered a full review of foreign hacking efforts aimed at interfering with the U.S. elections, dating all the way back to 2008. So he wants to know, was anybody fucking with the elections I was elected?
We should all want to know that. He's not worried about his presidency being delegitimized.
Well, that's the thing. This should be a nonpartisan issue. Or bi.
Oh, yes. It should be versatile.
Yeah, a little experimentation in college kind of thing.
We should all want to know what the fuck, why the Russians are hacking into our country. I mean, John McCain says it's an act of war.
Right.
And Barack Hussein Obama, when he talked about it, we watched that. When he spoke publicly about the hacking, did he not seem...
Before the election.
He seemed concerned.
Right. Before the election. So when these idiots say, how come we never heard about this until after the election? Well, you know, we have these things called videos of President Barack Hussein Obama talking to the American people. And you fucking knuckle draggers on the right said, oh, it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
They didn't want to follow that narrative. Because it didn't serve them.
Right. Because they don't give fuck all about the country.
They don't care. Fuck all. You don't give a shit.
So next week, I guess we're going to be getting these results. The unclassified parts. Schindler is allegedly, unless somehow he tries to postpone tomorrow's meeting, intelligence briefing, and blame that on the intelligence community, which didn't get enough play. The story ran on a bunch of lamestream media where they said, here's what Trump tweeted, but they never said the part about within moments the intelligence community came back and said, he's lying. We never had that scheduled. It was always scheduled for Friday. He opened up his orange duck face and said, I'm going to tell you Tuesday or Wednesday. And for that only reason, to try to save face, he tries to tweet out and throw the fucking entire intelligence community under the bus saying, they changed the date. What are they trying to find more evidence?
Dude, you know, it's so fucked up. Everyone, all these loons have said for years, we want a Washington outsider. We want somebody who's going to go on there and shake shit up. Well, congratulations.
Well, we agree.
You got that.
Yeah.
He's shaking it up.
We agree, but sadly...
I don't know.
This is not
the
bull you wanted to put in the China shop.
I don't know about that whole Washington outsider thing. I mean, that's sort of assuming that.
Well, there's no such thing now.
All politicians are corrupt. That's assuming that statement. All politicians are corrupt, which I don't.
I think it's true. I think we've lost to the oligarchy already.
Yes.
And the corporate. Look at every law that's passed.
Right.
How does it help the people?
It does not.
And even the Democrats are guilty of that, too.
Not Elizabeth Warren.
Well, no. There are those that are hopefully going to drag us farther to the left or to the middle. Right now, we're in the goose-stepping right zone.
Yeah. But why are you so cynical? Didn't you see that Rex Tillerson divested himself of all his Exxon money?
Sure.
See, there you go.
I'm sure all of his friends did, and all of his relatives did, and all of everybody else did.
Shut up, hippie! this fucking guy that ran big oil for years and years, he's
and
going
I'm sure
to make
he won't
a fine
go back.
Secretary of State.
Yeah, I'm sure he won't go back. Like that fucking pond scum in North Carolina, Pat McCrory. I'm sure they're dusting off a desk for him back at Duke.
Dude, I can't tell you how many deplorable, shitty human beings over the years that have... I've never really liked it. It's going to sound really crappy. They'd have... I've been at a bar doing a show or something, and they bought me a drink just to be nice. And I don't really like talking to them. But you buy me a drink. Think of it. A $3 beer or whatever. I don't even drink anymore, man.
Where are you finding $3 beers in California?
Yeah. My shitty show. Oh, by the way, go to the Lotus Lounge every Saturday night. You get a $3 Jaeger shot there.
There you go.
And see me do comedy.
At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Yeah, but, I mean, you buy me a drink. You buy me a Diet Coke. I'll feel indebted to talk to you for at least an hour. And I'm talking about a Diet Coke.
Well, that's a...
I know. It's a fucking...
You're a cheap date.
I'm fucked up! But listen, I'm saying Rex Tillerson's not going to feel indebted to the oil industry. He divested his money, meaning they bought him out, right? They gave him a shit ton of cash. Well,
somebody bought him out. Yeah, he sold all of his stocks or all of his ownership.
But he got money. Is that correct?
Well, I'm sure.
Okay, so he's going to feel something digits. For them. I mean, you know, I know it's not a perfect world, and everybody's got to do that to run. But Jesus fucking Christ.
And that's the only corporation he's ever been with.
Oh, yeah.
His entire working life.
Since the 70s, he worked at that fucking Exxon.
Which, good for him, working your way up to evil, mustache-twisting CEO, killer of the world and planet and the environment. Right. Good for you and your big swinging balls.
Rex, you're supposed to grow old by yourself, alone, mad, and yelling at your fucking butler staff. You know, sucking brandy down and die working for Exxon. You're not supposed to be Secretary of State.
No, the whole world.
Who wants that?
Uncle Nipples wants that, too.
Did
it's a trillion-dollar deal if they lower all these sanctions and that Exxon deal can go back on with Russia.
If I had told you 3 years ago that our Secretary of State was going to be the czar of Exxon, what would you have said?
God, I mean, we were talking like this years ago, so we would probably say, well, obviously a Republican has been elected.
But even for a Republican, man, I mean, it's shameless.
Well, yeah, it's cartoonish.
It is shameless.
You know, the only reason is because Trump is so horrible and was such a shit slinger during the primaries and during the actual election that every sane Republican distanced themselves from him, except for the biggest whores.
Yes.
Opening their mouths, waiting for Trump come to drizzle in like birds in a nest.
Jeff Sessions.
A ding.
Sonny Perdue.
And these.
Rick Perry, man. Oh.
Rick Perry took a while to come around. Turn around and bend over?
Shut up. Are you telling me that they begged him?
No, he was anti-Trump. He had some anti-Trump statements for a while about, like, this is going to be a disaster.
But not when Trump offered him a spot.
No. Once Trump got the nomination, then Whore Perry shut the fuck up.
Does Whore Perry get confirmed? Or does he just get appointed?
Yeah, I think he's...
He
gets confirmed.
Are they going to ask him about N-word head camp?
I think he'll be... He's one of the least scary to worry about. I mean... Everything is doomed.
Didn't he say as governor he wanted to not be a part of us? Didn't he say that?
I think he brought up the word one time. I don't know that he actually advocated for it, but I thought there might have been a hint or something about that. I'm not sure.
Circus of fucking jackholes. It really is. It's disgusting.
So the... Russian meddling, according to every indicator that we have, happened.
Right.
Now, you can then talk about what were the effects, and it's if your first go to is putting up a link to sell a coffee cup that says "bathing in liberal tears," then that's all these bots now you're seeing. Anytime you post something with a liberal hashtag now, you get bathing in liberal tears ads for t-shirts and coffee cups.
Okay, GOP fuck faces. Are you getting cute online? Do you want to get cute? Are you going to be funny? Because I'll stop being nice to you.
And it has nothing to do with, we're not trying to overturn the election.
No.
That would be nice. We know we are realistic. We're not. Living in fantasy land, news bubble morons like you guys.
Yeah, we're not dumb.
That think that the only reason we're upset about possible Russian interference is because we want Hillary to win and overturn Trump. No! If we found out that the Russians interfered to help Hillary, we should know about that shit too.
We would be outraged.
We should know about all that shit. And I think it was Claire McCaskill was awesome on the Hill today in the Senate. She said basically that. She said, let's turn the tables and imagine this had happened with the Democrats.
Oh,
there would be screams that could be heard on Neptune.
I mean, it would be unreal. And it would be justified if all this information, if all this evidence was out there about any lib, any Democrat, we would be screaming about it. I mean, right? I mean, we were given a what's his fuck in Chicago shit the other day.
Rahm Emanuel. And the Obama administration for droning.
Yes.
For the TPP.
Right.
For the NSA sticking their noses in our holes. For the NDAA that was sneakily signed and passed on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
The shit like that we've talked about. So it's so stupid when these idiots accuse us of being like extremist partisans. Right. And, oh, well, nobody could criticize your King Obama. It's like, well,
everybody did.
Yes, let us start here.
Everybody did.
And on our side.
Yes. Well, fuck that. I want to see Trump's fucking birth certificate. Prove to me he was born in the state.
I want to see his IQ test.
No, you don't. I don't think you do. I think what is it? You know, I'm so sorry. What is it about Chicago that makes the Democrats that run that city like, fucking corrupt? What is it, man? I mean, what the fuck? Mayor Daley, you have to admit, the latest Mayor Daley.
I think
that's some corruption, right?
I mean, shenanigans. Well, I don't think he was.
He was, though. He had some bullshit going
on. I don't think he was caught as badly as his father was, but.
But still, man.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you get into a huge, giant city that's this bigger than some states.
Yeah.
I just think you're going to be, I think absolute power corrupts. I think power corrupts, and you need to, that's why people like us and the screaming liberals want transparency.
Oh, yeah.
We want
to see through.
We want to see this shit. We want to see what's going on. Freedom of Information Act. The only, and we accuse both sides of this because both governments, I mean, governments that are run by both sides locally, are guilty of preventing citizens from seeing stuff on the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah.
And that's some bullshit shenanigans.
Right.
The charging. They put on these fake charges of, well, it's $10,000 a page in I'm exaggerating, but
Jesus.
It's in administrative fees.
Oh, fuck
which
you.
Which is lies. It's just lies
fuck
and bullshit
you.
To try to keep the people from getting to see the records that we are by
right.
law allowed to request and see.
And by the way, the administrative fee is your fucking salary, dickhead.
Well, there you go. Right. I don't know. I don't understand how they get away with any of them.
No, I don't get it.
Well, I'll pay for the paper.
Yeah.
That you're printing it out on.
Well, don't they have a budget?
Well, I'm just saying, I'll pay for that.
Okay.
But I ain't paying for a staffer to do that. Cause that's on my fucking dime already. Cunt face.
Yeah.
But the Republicans now are the ones. Look what they did the first night. They secretly voted to get rid of the ethics committee. Secret vote.
Yeah. And they hate vaginas. They hate vaginas.
That's going on everywhere.
They want to defund Planned Parenthood, man.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that the intelligence officials are planning, are fighting back, saying that, this guy Clapper was saying, there's a difference. Well, Claire McCaskill said, who benefits? Claire McCaskill was awesome.
Yeah.
The committee chairman is John McCain, thankfully.
Right.
In this case, a squawking war hawk who has been a loon for as long as I can remember. However, on this side, he's right.
Yeah.
He urged his colleagues to set partisanship aside and to work together to prevent and respond to future cyber attacks. Quote, every American should be alarmed by Russia's attacks on our nation. There's no national security interest more vital to the United States of America than the ability to hold free and fair elections without foreign interference.
Absolutely.
Apparently, some of his colleagues don't believe so, though. They don't think, what's the difference? You know what this guy basically said? God, I wish I could think of his name. Rohrabacher. Dana Rohrabacher, something like that.
I know not.
Is this asshole from Congress who's putting together a commission to go to Russia. He said, well, who cares how we got the information? The most important thing is that it exposed Hillary's evil trying to steal the election.
They're hacking into us. It is a fucking invasion.
They did us a favor.
It's not true. That's not true.
That's his treasonous argument.
But what if they do other shit? What if they hack into our 911 system? What if they grid?
His treasonous argument.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's kind of a hard thing for some GOP dickheads to think about, but like, you know, it's still
Dana Rohrabacher, God.
Yeah, but it's still an invasion. It's just not with boots. It's an e-invasion.
Right, and McCain said, you know, they're trying to say, well, is it an act of war? And McCain said, well, all espionage is an act of war.
Right.
All espionage is an act of war. It's you measure your response. He said, by calling it an act of war, that doesn't mean we're going to give me the launch codes because they hacked into the DNC. That means you have a measured response.
That's going to be a tough thing. Imagine. I mean, what's this Trump's measured response to anything? I mean, it's kind of terrifying to think about that.
It is the GOP representative, Dana Rohrabacher.
Dana?
I don't know how that popped into my addled brain, but...
So she's going over to the... Dana, a guy's name. Oh, I forget that Dana can be a guy's name.
Representative, a Republican, need I say that? One of the most pro-Russia members of Congress.
Why do you even have that? You should be pro-American.
Is set to visit the country in an effort to explore, quote, how we can work with the Duma.
Why? What the fuck, man? I mean, you're talking about a government that jails journalists.
The announcement comes just as the U.S. officially levied sanctions against the government of Vladimir Putin for its role in hacking U.S. political institutions. Rohrabacher said, we're going to look at certain goals we can set with our Congress and the Duma.
What? Wait.
So we're going to set.
Fuck?
We're going to hold hands with the Russian Duma.
Are you saying this is insane? Hey, Dana. So you're saying you guys are going to work more with the Duma than the Dems. That's what it sounds like to me. Why don't you worry about working with your people across the aisle?
What could we actually set in the legislature of Russia and in the Congress? Could we work together, for example, and cooperate on space activities?
What?
Question mark?
Okay. Why don't we just make it one big fucking country?
The trip will be an official visit for the House Subcommittee on Europe, Eurasia, and emerging threats, which he is the chairman of that committee.
Do you think Trump has pictures of these people with Cub Scouts? You know what I mean?
So what does he tell Estonia? What does he tell Ukraine?
What does he tell
Poland? What does he tell these Eastern European countries who are sweating because of Uncle Nipples hovering on their borders, just waiting for NATO to fall?
Yeah. I mean, and then
he's going to go and sit with the Duma.
What are the chances that that Putin pulls another Ukraine, you know?
Well, right.
And then what do we do? What's our response going to be?
And Trump will say, well, you know, that was their sovereign territory back in the 70s.
God.
I mean, I'm sure these Putin lickers will find a way.
I mean, that's insane.
I think he's going down. I don't.
You think Trump is going to get impeached?
Yeah, I just don't. I think there's too many in the, this today, even Tom fucking Cotton, Trader Tom,
right.
Tehran Tom Cotton, said something that made sense, like about we shouldn't believe Julian Assange over our own intelligence community
kind of
thing.
Jeez.
So even some of the more heinous members of the other party of the Republican, not that I'm not a Democrat. I don't know how this. I'm a flaming socialist, liberal, independent.
Right.
But I keep saying the other side because, goddamn, there's one side that's just batshit crazy now.
Well, you have to be a Democrat now. I mean,
fascist as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's some people on the other side of the aisle that definitely, on some issues, are real deal breakers. This Russian thing is nuts.
So I just think unless Trump somehow really changes his tune, but I don't see that happening because he's filled the swamp with sewage that many of which agree with his stance on Russia.
Well, it's batshit crazy.
He's got
man.
That Flynn lunatic hovering over his shoulder. And Flynn, you know, Google Flynn Putin. You'll see some pictures of him having dinner with Vladdy Putin. This is a guy who was on the Russian payroll at his consulting firm right up till the time of, I think, that he was named National Security Advisor.
You know what's crazy is that we had an election where all this shit should have came out. But I guess we're back to Hillary derangement syndrome.
Yeah, when Manafort was taken down, when that huge scandal broke that the campaign chairman, the campaign manager of Trump is still on the Russian payroll, still getting sacks of rubles or euros or whatever currency.
It should have been a bigger story, man. I mean, that's insane. And I wonder what's going on with that. We don't even know.
And I just think there's too, I don't know. I'm just hoping there's too many sane people. I think they're terrified of Trump. I think they got the Republican kind of in the White House, but they're too worried that he's going to fall. He's going to bow to what they can't handle, which is what the people want. They can't handle that. If somehow the people get to Trump and say, we don't want this TPP,
right?
Well, that goes against what the Republicans in Congress have been doing.
Why don't they get to Trump and say they don't want Medicare privatized?
That's another one.
I mean, is that...
And what about they get to Trump and say, we don't want to turn this into Russia West?
Yeah, man. We don't care what Vladimir Putin has hanging over your fucking head, dude.
And I just think Trump, who has no ideals, no scruples, other than what's going to benefit me and what's going to make me more popular and how many pairs of lips can I get on my balls at once?
And the scary thing is when something happens, some situation, some international incident happens, he's just going to be reacting to it with no long-term plan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it, I mean, does he stay tethered to Twitter because he kind of knows that his only real ally in his presidency is going to be those loons that voted for him, those racist freaks. And that's how he speaks to them, with Twitter.
Yeah, but I still don't think that's enough. I think that those racists, where it wasn't a deal breaker, the former Obama Democrats, they voted for Obama twice.
Right.
So even though I know probably a herd of these people who voted for Trump this time, because that was my neighborhood in Chicago, Southside,
absolutely
white working class,
yeah,
hardcore Democrat. But when Obama was elected, I've told the story a million times, and I went back there. All I could hear is, oh, my God, I don't know if I can vote for the N-word. But they probably did out of party loyalty. But this time now they're so disillusioned because of jobs and because of the economy that the racism of Trump is they don't care.
Yeah. They don't
may not perceive themselves as racism, but again, it ain't a deal breaker on the other side because Trump's going to make America great again and bring back jobs.
So I guess the fact that Obama is black sort of overshadowed all the Russian shenanigans with Flynn and Manafort.
But those people are going to get pissed off real quick.
They're fickle, aren't they?
When they realize they've been boned.
Congratulations, you've been boned.
Seriously, there's going to be the group of deplorables that are out there who are racist, white nationalist, xenophobic fucks who are never going to be swayed. They're going to be sucking Trump willy ad infinitum no matter what he does. But I do think there's enough sane people still out there that it's going to turn on him really quick. But I don't know. I may be wrong. I may be wrong, but my prediction is still that he's going to be impeached and soon.
How happy will John McCain be?
Well, that's
Trump
it.
Is
right.
Impeached.
Right. Rubio. All yes. those assholes. Marco. Little Marco. And I just don't think that, you know, you heard Lindsey Graham say
hates him.
That, you know, there's 99 senators that I'm convinced are worried about this Russian influence.
I think you bring up Lindsey Graham, and I think the only hope for this country is that we get him drunk and he stays drunk. Remember when drunk and that little tirade he had?
I would have a beer with Lindsey. No, he's one of those though I disagree 100% on probably all of his issues except for this one. I think he seems like he's kind of old school where it's not a flaming zealot extremist crazy dick.
You kidding, man? Fucking Lindsey Graham on a weekend, it'd be fun. You go take in a little theater, see whatever Tennessee Williams play happens to be running somewhere. Then you go out on some lanai and you have Mai Tais or something. You get wasted.
That's right. And you talk about what an asshole Trump is.
Oh, for sure, man.
I want uncensored Lindsey.
I do too. I mean, he's getting up there in age. How much longer is this motherfucker going to be a senator?
Is he that old?
He's got to be, man. He's been around for fucking ever. I can't wait for Lindsey Graham to get old and to get done with his job. And I hope he has a few good years after he's finished being a politician.
Like Barney Frank is fun now.
Absolutely.
Barney Frank got his ear pierced, grew out a goatee, proclaimed that he smokes weed after he got out of the House.
Let's party.
Lindsey's only 61.
No shit. Well,
he's a spry young thing. Can still fit into his uniform.
I'm going to need you to put this on.
5'7", not a tall person.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's probably why Trump doesn't like him.
Right. No, because he's not hot enough?
Have you seen those articles and stuff about how, and analyzing what Trump says, that so much of his belief in whether someone's qualified for a job is whether they look the part. Like, the report came out that Bolton,
yes,
with that ridiculous dead cat under his lip mustache that he's got.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why Trump didn't pick him ultimately.
Thank God.
Because he thought, well, Tillerson. But he thought that because he thought that that wasn't the right look for the job.
Yeah.
And Tillerson comes in, a big, tall, strong white guy.
Look at my big white
who's
baby.
Made a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
And something stirs in Trump's little drawers, and he's like, oh, he'd be perfect. That's why Romney, because Romney's like a poster child for somebody to send around the world as a diplomat.
Romney's going to be happy to see this guy impeached.
And he got to fuck Romney seven ways till Tuesday.
From behind.
My favorite's that picture of them having dinner.
Oh, my God.
With Romney looking it over.
Oh, my God. Looking he's just like choking on caviar.
He's just been ordered to blow a football team.
I got to stretch out first, okay?
Yeah.
Let me do some vocal exercises.
Trump with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, get to sucking.
Crab Diving predicted that there was no way in hell that Romney was going to get that job. Mm-hmm. It was just a
good prediction,
a
guys.
A cat playing with a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking him over.
Batting him around. Twiddling with him.
Speaking of dumb, let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge. God, I saw a stat recently about just what kind of traffic that fucking shit site gets.
It's not even a good site, right?
Oh, of course. They can't refill their balls fast enough to blast off after jerking off here because of this heinous crime, which you mentioned earlier, four teenagers, I guess. It doesn't matter. They're like 16, 17, 18, I guess. You know, at that point, they're almost adults. A horrific crime where they kidnapped this mentally challenged white dude.
Yes.
And they beat him and they tortured him and they put it out on Facebook Live. And they were yelling something about Trump and shit like that. It's just a horrific, horrible, evil crime.
It's fucking gross, man.
And when I woke up, in the wee hours, the trending out here. Well, by that time, it's 9 a.m. over on the Eastern Coast.
Oh, that's true.
The trending on the Twitter was hashtag BLM kidnapping.
Oh my God.
BLM kidnapping.
Would someone even say that?
Nothing to do with BLM. Nobody is involved in the Black Lives Matter movement only because they're black and because they yelled Trump, anti-Trump stuff as they were torturing this poor man.
So if a bunch of white people did it, would anyone say it's the Klan?
Well, that's, you can't put that logic out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You try. You see it all over the Twitter.
You're playing the race card.
All over the Twitter, people responding to these knuckle-dragging racists.
Yes.
By saying, exactly what you said. Well, then that means all white people are the KKK.
And all
Republicans want to kill abortion doctors.
And the sad thing about it is, I mean, the reason it sucks that people are saying it's are associating Black Lives Matter with it, it sucks because it just shows people don't have an understanding of what that movement's about. I mean, that movement's about Black Lives Don't Matter to cops.
Black Lives Matter promotes violence, Ryan, against white people.
It's promoting nonviolence against black people.
Citations, please.
Oh,
and then they'll play
God.
That tape of some asshole at a protest starting a chant, kill the cops, kill the cops, kill the cops. Which, of course, that one person or that one asshole who had a sign that said rape Melania
right.
means that everybody that's an anti-Trump protester is a horrible, disgusting person that thinks Melania should be raped.
God, to think you had all those. I'm going through all the lists now. Michael Brown, Eric Gardner. What was the kid? Was it Maryland?
Freddie Gray.
I mean, that's
Walter Scott shot in the back, running away 30 feet away.
That's where Black Lives Matter comes from, because
no, it doesn't.
It's people of color don't matter to cops.
It's a hatred. What about, I saw one guy who was like, what about that Black Lives protest in Dallas where the cops got shot at? Well, that wasn't by the official protesters. It was by some assholes sniping from windows. These weren't Black Lives Matter core people, and the Black Lives Matter leaders of the actual organizing movement decry violence, and they say, call out these guys, point them out, turn them in.
And we don't
support violence.
Absolutely. And what about we don't have any cops writing in a police report that this white guy morphed into a demon and ran at me. He actually said about a black person that he shot, he morphed into a fucking
demon. But you can't tell these people because they're just turgid with their racism.
It's 2017, and many people, not most, I won't say most, I'm going to be optimistic. Many people in this fucking country do not see black people as people.
Right.
And that's a fucking problem. It's a problem because we got a guy, this Trump fucker, who named Steve Bannon, a goddamn fucking white supremacist Nazi, as his chief strategist. And that's the atmosphere that we live in. And fuck. That's my point.
Four people have been charged. This leads to an ABC News. I'm surprised it leads to a lamestream news link on the Drudge. I'm sure Breitbart has a link going. I'm sure WND has a
absolutely
kill all black people link going of some sort.
I'm sure
blame all the blacks.
My shitty friends, my shitty comedian friends out in Las Vegas. They have all that shit going on, a bunch of racists.
But there's a picture, a screen cap of the poor man duct taped and tied up. And it says, Facebook Live of Hate, Questions Mount, is the headline at Drudge. And it leads to hate crime kidnapping charges filed against four in the Facebook Live torture case. Instantly, they were charged with hate crimes.
Right.
So the squealing white people saying, this is what would happen if it was the other way around. They'd be rioting in the streets right now. No, they would be rioting in the streets right now. Justifiably so,
yes.
I think. Protesting in the streets, not rioting. Let
Absolutely.
Me qualify that.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I just thought of something. You know, what I just said would be used as a quote.
What do you mean?
The way the right wing works.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By me saying it's justified them rioting. They're going to say, look, leftard says it's okay to riot.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I said, let me qualify that by saying protest, not riot.
Right.
That's how the Republicans roll.
Yeah.
Conservatives.
Well, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck you.
The ones that are squealing, what would happen if it was the other way around? If it was the other way around in certain parts of the country, the four white people that are on tape torturing a black person wouldn't be arrested yet.
No.
Might not be arrested yet.
They might get cabinet positions.
Right. Well, they're in college, so they've got a nice future ahead of them, like the rape apologists, right?
Right. And by the way, I mean, Jesus Christ, if you wanted to say, if it were white people doing that to a black person, I mean, even if they were covered in little Nazi symbols, wearing hoods, and it were, if we were going to call it a hate crime, people would be losing their minds. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right away, it's a hate crime.
So four people have been charged with attacking an 18-year-old man with special needs. It was streamed live on Facebook.
Right.
On the telly.
Hello.
Every pundit was saying they're fucking throwing the books at these people, at these heinous people. Oh, they're not even as young as I thought.
You know, man.
Jordan Hill,
right?
18.
Yeah.
Tess Faye Cooper, 18. Brittany Covington, 18. And Tanisha Covington, 24. Have each been charged with aggravated kidnapping, hate crime, aggravated unlawful restraint, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, residential burglary, and more are probably on the way.
You know what? I mean, I don't know. How about Trump in the campaign? Making fun of that guy with a disability mercilessly television, right? And you're not saying when we have the guy who's our president doing that, that doesn't sort of like give people, emboldens people to act poorly, to marginalize people with special needs. That doesn't play into shit like this. Please. You know what I mean? Am I crazy?
Right. And I don't see anything from Trump yet. I'm amazed.
Right.
I'm amazed that
he's not saying like Black Lives Matter is responsible about this.
I'm surprised. I'll bet Bannon has probably called him up and said, hey, you got to tweet about BLM.
Do you think that happens? Do you think Bannon actually calls him and say, hey, Trump, you should tweet about this?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my
God. Look at these tweets. Some of these tweets have Bannon DNA all over them.
We got to quit being nice about this. Let's all just, this fucking liberals, listen to me. Let's just all collectively agree there are extremely fucking vile racist elements in the fucking White House. We have to start living in that headspace.
Again.
again. And it's 2017. Right. It's true. There are racists in the White House. Deal with it.
I'm absolutely amazed that Trump hasn't tweeted about it. But of course. He did tweet. God, he's... okay, let's do our daily... Our daily Trump Twitter, he's all but hurt again.
Oh, my God. This guy's our fucking president, dude.
When we left off, he did a three-parter about how somebody hacked the DNC. Why wasn't their defenses as strong as the RNC? Which there are reports that it was and that the RNC also got hacked, but that Julian Assange and whatever Russian decided to give that information to Julian Assange, did not leak that.
Oh, yeah.
The RNC stuff.
God, man. And then
he talked about, you know, he did that triple tweet.
Yes.
Kind of laying the framework for, it's going to take us a while to get rid of Obamacare.
Oh, yeah. Fucking liar. What about this announcement, too, by the way? Isn't there supposed to be an announcement today or yesterday?
Oh, that's
the
over
hacking?
With. Yeah.
Wait, did it happen? Did I miss it?
No, I tweeted earlier. When is Trump's? When is the information that only he had?
Oh, yes.
Going to be released? Is that going to be before or after Melania's proof that she never worked here illegally? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I forgot about it.
During the primaries, just wait. In a week or two, we're putting together all the info, and Melania's going to have a huge, huge press conference and show all the haters that she never worked here illegally. Where did that go?
You know, Donald, it's great that you have a base that forgets shit and doesn't remember. His supporters don't remember that shit. If he says, hey, idiot rednecks, I'm going to tell you something in 2 weeks, they're not going to fucking remember that. What with all the meth and bad beer in their fucking brains? They don't know shit. The moonshine. God.
So then this is...
He's
paying attention because I think he even realizes... Well, of course he blames the media here, but he's... also ignoring the fact that a lot of Republicans have said this also about, well, maybe we shouldn't trust Julian Assange over the our intelligence community.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
So 9 hours ago.
Yes.
he took to the twiddle and tweeted, "The dishonest media makes likes saying that I am in agreement," which is capitalized. I don't understand why he would capitalize agreement.
Well, he's stupid.
"Saying that I am in agreement with Julian Assange." Wrong. "I simply state what he states. It is for the people, ...
Yes.
To make up their own minds as to the truth. The media lies to make it look like I am against, in quotes, intelligence."
What?
So he even hate quoted intelligence in the tweet where he's trying to backtrack and say he's not shitting on intelligence.
Okay. The one time.
When in fact I'm a big fan. That's how he finishes it.
Oh, okay. He's a big fan. Did he actually say?
Of intelligence. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
They try to, the media lies to make it look like I am against intelligence when in fact I am a big fan.
I'm a big fan. You're the president, dickhead. You're the president, motherfucker. I'm a big fucking fan.
What a lie. What a lie. This is the same bullshit he pulled during the primary. I'm just saying what some people are saying. I'm not saying Obama was born in Kenya. I'm not saying it. Some people are saying it.
Is this guy the biggest cunt to ever be elected to president? He's the biggest cunt ever.
Yeah.
Who's the bigger
one? It's terrifying. I heard Grover Cleveland was kind of cunty, but...
You'd have to go back. Honestly, you'd have to go back to the...
Who knows?
To the days of the tin type.
Right.
We don't know.
And I apologize to the
God,
Grover Cleveland.
There any fans? Big
fan club. Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the CIA. I'm a big fucking fan.
He was the first president from a while ago that came to my little brain.
Yeah, yeah.
The headline, shit, man. The multiple headlines, of course, over at Drudge because they're like I said, they can't churn up semen fast enough to keep up with the jerking off they're doing over this story.
We got
to
churn that semen.
Oh my God. We got four black ones torturing a white one. And they make him say, "I hate Trump." Oh, yeah. Proof that all black people are animals. Proof that they should all be thrown in jail.
This country is so fucking stupid. It's just so stupid, man. What the fuck? Hey, listen, you stupid fucking Trumpalos. Honestly, you can't die off quick enough. I don't know what else to say to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you're so stupid, but fuck you, you idiot.
Haste thee to the grave, please.
And meanwhile, we should be talking about the fact that Trump made fun of that guy with disabilities. Now we have shit like this happening. Trump was racist in his campaign. He emboldened these freaks.
Well, but now you know it's going to be the sanctimony of, "I can't believe these animals did this to a disabled person." Now Trump's going to come out and say, "I can't believe that the BLM did this to a disabled man."
God, what a cunt.
And meanwhile, now footage. This is a tape.
Yes.
This is an actual tape.
Right.
Of Trump talking.
Okay.
That surely will be dismissed as fake news in some way. Where in 2010, he was being interviewed and by Fox, and they said something they asked him about Chelsea Manning and WikiLeaks, things like that.
Yes.
And he said WikiLeaks was, quote, disgraceful. After it revealed these documents that Chelsea Manning Stone took. So he was pissed about WikiLeaks releasing the information.
Yes.
In 2010, quote, "I think it's disgraceful. I think there should be like death penalty or something."
Oh my God. He wanted the guy killed.
He thinks there should be the death penalty for Julian Assange WikiLeaks.
Now he values it.
Well, 2010, of course.
So now he values Julian Assange more than the CIA.
More than the American intelligence community, and whose entire jobs and careers are to protect the United States of America.
Oh, my God. And people put themselves on the line. I mean, their lives are at risk.
Yeah,
to deliver these little dossiers.
Malcolm Nance, who's awesome.
Yeah. Who's that?
He's the former intelligence dude, military intelligence dude who writes a bunch of books and stuff now. He's been on the telly, and he said he's like a really stoic guy. I mean, it's hard to even get him to laugh or be hyperbolic at all. And he said, I was a little concerned before. Now I'm terrified.
He's terrified
about
for the country,
the incoming administration's embracing of Putin-esque values.
Jesus. Damn. What are we going to do?
Another.
Who fucking cares? Get stoned. I don't know what to tell you.
Another scum-sucking media whore.
Yes, Joe Scarborough, maybe, I'm guessing.
Oh, God, there's just too many.
Petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
Sarah Palin.
Is that a new one, or have I heard that before?
Yeah, you've heard that one.
Oh, my God.
They've been wearing this political correctness, kind of like a suicide vest. No more pussyfooting around. Petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
There you go. Sarah Palin.
Did she ever get drunk?
The genius of Wasilla, Alaska.
Punk ass. Punk ass thuggery stuff. What is that even?
In 2008, when the Republicans, who at that time had already displayed that they'd lost all credibility.
Oh, they're out of their fucking
by putting
mind.
Her up as vice president.
God damn it, John McCain. What the fuck were you thinking?
She was upset and pissed.
Yes.
At Assange, because some of her emails were the ones that were released by WikiLeaks. According to Business Insider, Palin previously feuded with Assange after WikiLeaks posted data hacked from her private email account when she was the Republican vice presidential nominee in 2008. 2 years later, she called Assange, quote, an anti-American operative with blood on his hands. Anti-American operative with blood on his hands. Remember, the Republicans screamed bloody murder. They couldn't have Assange's head on a platter fast enough for rightfully for putting in danger people, members of our intelligence community and stuff like that, because they didn't edit what they put out.
Right.
Like, Assange did not need to release absolutely everything found. They could have released what the parts they felt were damning, but they also just released everything. Names of operatives, names of people, and put people in danger.
And now Trump and all these GOP fuckers, well, not all of them, but God damn it, it's almost like he's writing policy. He's pushing Trump into...
Yeah.
He's like a puppet.
So... Yesterday, Sarah Palin on her Facebook page wrote...
She's been quiet lately, or am I out of my mind?
A little quiet.
Okay.
Some domestic issues going on there.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
I saw a story a couple days ago, but I was like, well, it's really not...
Oh.
It's really not a story, but it's about Twunt or Twick or...
I'm fascinated or by it, by
twat,
the way.
Twat Palin. What's your son's name?
It's Twat.
The one that allegedly beat up his girlfriend and then threatened her with a high-powered rifle?
Track. It's Track. It's Track Palin. I'm serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think this necessarily needed to be covered by the left, but it was out there that...
Is it funny?
No, we're going to do it. That his... his ex-wife, soon to be ex-wife, I would assume, has filed for sole custody because she's worried about the kid's safety.
Oh yeah, with this lunatic, sure, why not?
But anyway, so Sarah Palin on the 3rd wrote this
to Julian Assange. I apologize.
What?
Please watch Sean Hannity's interview with Julian Assange, exposing the truth about the left having been oh so guilty of atrocious actions and attitudes of which they've falsely accused others. The media collusion that hid what many on the left have been supporting is shocking.
Wait a second.
The important information that finally opened people's eyes to Democrat candidates and operatives would not have been exposed were it not for Julian Assange. So she's saying the same thing. Who cares how we got it? Who cares how we got it? It made the Democrats look bad.
God.
I apologize for condemning Assange when he published my infamous and proven non-controversial, relatively boring emails years ago. They were. They were dumb. They were dumb. But there was nothing controversial in it.
Who are these Republicans?
Whores.
Yeah. Opportunistic.
Traitors. Treasonous.
Traitors. You're right. I mean, our country was invaded. It was a cyber attack. And Trump doesn't give a fuck. Right. He doesn't give a fuck.
And we'll see when he really gets these briefings from these high poobahs in the intelligence community. We'll see what he says, because he's probably going to have that shitbag Flynn sitting right next to him saying, they're lying. No, they're not. Remember the story we got early on when he started getting those briefings, that the first one they sat in on,
right,
that Chris Christie had to tell Flynn to shut the fuck up because he kept arguing with the data.
Right.
That they were presenting. Partisan. Nonpartisan data. This is what's going on right now. And Flynn was like, that's not what happened.
Oh, my God.
That's not what's happening.
So who's in the room with
whatever
Flynn?
Whatever Putin was telling him to dispute is what Flynn disputed.
Oh, my God. So who's in the room with Putin now? I mean, with fuck. I mean,
it's going to be.
Who's in the room with Flynn? Who's going to calm him down?
Nobody. Christie got shanked.
Is that why Christie got shanked?
A really long one to get through all the layers.
There's a lot of force. Listen, is that why Chris Christie isn't on the team because of that, you think? Because he disagreed with Flynn?
I think that's probably, because let's think about it for a second.
Or maybe because he's fat.
They allegedly said that because of the Bridgegate thing and everything, they thought he might be too controversial. Too controversial. Too controversial.
He shut down a bridge.
Look at the urinal scrapage that he's put in for all of these other Jefferson, Beauregard, Sessions III, who couldn't be approved in a Reagan administration.
And what about yesterday's show? We did a whole racism.
We
did a whole expose on the sunny Purdue loon. He looked at the weather forecast. Georgia was in the middle of a fucking drought. He looks at the weather.
Oh, the agriculture guy they're talking about.
He looks at the weather
forecast.
He's like, oh, it's going to rain in 5 days. Let me have a prayer vigil on the fourth day and we could pray the storms away or pray the drought away. Fuck him. Sunny Purdue.
I think that's got to be bullshit. I think Trump couldn't care fuck all about Bridgegate, or that there was a potential scandal for Christie. I don't think that matters at all.
I think you're right.
I think there was infighting, and Chris Christie was a voice of reason.
Chris Christie is not going to be able to come out and be all pro-Russian, right?
Well,
that's an issue.
I think Chris Christie's an opportunistic whore bag, but
absolutely
maybe not as bad as these treasonous deplorables that are. Prying open the starfish of the nation from Russia.
And that's something, maybe that's what the GOP can't stomach, you know?
Hopefully.
I mean, they don't care. They'll privatize Medicare. They'll get rid of Planned Parenthood. They'll do all kinds of heinous shit. Voter suppression. They're all fine with that. But for some reason, they can't get in bed with this Putin, with his Uncle Nipples.
Correct.
No.
You are correct, sir. And the media, what's going on in media right now doesn't bode well.
How they're covering him?
Well, look at MSNBC. They're bringing in Greta Van Susteren.
Megyn Kelly.
NBC is bringing in Megyn Kelly.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And at Fox, they're going to replace, it was announced today, they're going to replace Megyn Kelly, who inexplicably became a moderate over at Fox because she wouldn't lick the pre-com off of Trump's schnozzle.
Come on, you can do it. Come on. It's not so bad.
Tucker Carlson is going to get that slot permanently.
Oh, what a
knuckle-dragging, misogynist,
douche,
insecure little man bro boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tucker Carlson
He's the worst.
Is going to have that slot where Kelly, the Kelly Files was. So they've gone from moderately batshit conservative to full-scale, heinous conservatard.
And Breitbart's in the fucking White House.
I shouldn't say tard.
Whatever.
So that's what's, there you go. There's another little bit of fun news for you. The lamestream media, it seems like they're putting people in to normalize Trump. They should be jumping on every lie, every
this is
tweet.
Insane.
Why are we the only ones? We're not the only ones. But I mean, they should be screaming about these tweets from the commander in chief to be. But they're not. All they do is cover them. They'll say, here's what Trump tweeted today. And then they present the other side. There is no other side. He's lying. He lied about there being a meeting on Wednesday that was postponed. The utter lie.
And that's the story, right? He's lying to the fucking public. Yes. But are they afraid to say that because they're worried about their long-term relationship with this guy who's going to be in charge for 4 years? And so when he
there's six companies that own all of lamestream media.
Yeah.
Major conglomerates, because the people have been fucked for decades in letting corporations run amok, let them buy up everything.
I mean, how many different corporations own all the major newspapers? It's not that varied, right?
Right. I mean, the major media outlets, all I know is there's like six conglomerates that own,
like, the LA Times, most the New of York the media. Times, the WAPO.
Some of the
small, like
some
that.
Of them have private ownership or whatever, but like the CNN, I mean, your major TV, I'm talking about TV and stuff like that. Who reads newspapers?
Oh, that's true.
But
no one.
Those guys are the ones who are, you sniff upwards and you'll find
Koch brothers.
You'll find major giant corporations.
Right.
Evil soulless corpro fucks who, if you don't think they're going to affect the outcome of the news, you're lying. They're not going to. You think they're going to allow one of their own entities to investigate the fuck out of their own conglomerate?
Fuck no.
The corruption in their own conglomerate?
And have the stock prices drop?
Right.
Or what if Trump decides he doesn't like a story? One of their shows runs or something. And he shames them and causes some stock prices to drop, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Whatever.
So that's it. Tucker Carlson moving to Fox to a permanent spot on Fox, which
how shitty, dude.
Doesn't bode well for liberal media.
No, fuck no.
How can you? I mean, that's what happened in Russia. They got rid of all the, you know, Putin had a few of them bumped off, but the liberal media got bought out by rich oligarchs who play ball with Putin because they're going to make billions. So why would they tell their people the truth? The people in Russia still think that the hard freedom fighters of Crimea liberated Crimea from the evil Western forces.
But don't they have, I mean, God, doesn't the internet take care of that? They don't have a Twitter or something?
No, because they've got their thumbs on the scales of the internet. And that's what Trump wants to do here, remember? We got to do something about that internet.
I mean,
you can just put anything you want there.
Right, I mean, he said Trump's Putin is a strong leader. I mean, maybe that's what he means.
And he said, we got to do something about that internet.
Right.
How long before he gets pissed off about the tweets that come at him that are insulting? And he
making a list?
I think we should pass a you can't insult the president on Twitter. Right.
I mean, he's probably making a list. Do you think there's a list out there of anti-Trumpites on Twitter?
Yes, absolutely.
On social media?
I'm sure some toady is.
Yeah.
Was told.
Keep track. Make an enemies list.
That's what Omarosa said.
She said they should make an enemies list.
Remember during the primaries or something like that, she even said, or it might have been during the general when they interviewed her, and she said, oh, don't worry, we're going to remember who the enemies were.
Oh, my God. How about, you know, taking care of the country and doing your fucking job?
No, they don't care about that.
God.
Fuck you.
See, that's kind of...
What are you, crazy?
Right. Ugh. No, it's disgusting, man. It is vile.
The assholes in our Congress.
Oh yes,
are more, also
more specific.
Well, yeah, exactly. The are hard at work.
Hard.
The Speaker of the Horse of Representatives, and I put representatives in quotes because very few of them represent what the people want anymore.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
Paul Ryan.
Oh my God.
Eddie Munster has said that he's already getting a little bit of backlash for this from a couple of Republican senators who are saying maybe this is not a good idea. But he said they're going to marry the, in typical Republican fashion, they're going to put a poison pill into the repeal Obamacare law.
Okay.
And defund Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God.
Because the cowardly fuckwads can't do it on their own. They can't do it.
Yeah.
As a standalone. So they have to. This is how they legislate these days. They have midnight sessions. They tell the Democrats that it's 2-for-1 pizza night at a local pizzeria.
Oh, sure,
when all the Democrats
right.
go, they're like, let's get together and have a quorum and vote.
They're scheming.
This is how this scum works. Yeah. This anti-American, undemocratic scum of the Republican Party that is just trying to destroy the democratic process.
You
got to
defund Planned Parenthood. And then where's everybody going to go to get their fucking exams and shit like that?
Right.
You're going to have to pay more, be more of a problem. Oh, it sucks.
One of the senator from Maine.
Yes.
Who is a Republican. Her name escapes me right now. But she has been saying, well, we shouldn't. I'm disappointed that Speaker Ryan has said that he wants to defund Planned Parenthood in the Obamacare.
Right.
She's basically saying, you know, this is the kind of shit we don't need to do, but that's going to fall on deaf ears, I'm sure.
Right. Well, I mean, that's because Paul LePage has voiced concern about all these meth dealers coming over the Maine border and getting all their white women pregnant. I mean, they've got to abort those babies, don't they?
How sad that one of the subheadlines over at the HuffPost still is, the horrific teen beating in Chicago has nothing to do with BLM. Why?
That's sad.
Are we wasting time having to educate the morons who aren't going to believe it anyway because they're racist fucks?
But there's a lot of racists out there.
So we in their head, all the black people want all the white people killed, therefore, including Obama. And therefore, you're not going to, it's a waste of time to try to talk to these morons.
I mean, they can't even sit there for 1 second to try to understand Black Lives Matter and to wrap their little racist mind around it, to have some empathy, say, hey, you know, your history is not their history, and that is why Black Lives Matter, you fucking idiot. Shit. Imagine if your parents told you, hey, when you see a cop, you can't automatically trust him. Or, you know, you got to behave a certain way. We don't have that, you know.
Clapper was testifying still. And
yes.
He said, we stand more resolutely on the strength of that statement than ever before. Meaning that they concluded that the Russian government directed a widely publicized hack into the Democratic National Committee's emails.
Widely publicized, meaning that the Russians told people that they were doing it? Or that it's been widely publicized since it happened?
The hack,
okay.
Since it happened.
I understand, okay.
The president-elect has dismissed intelligence assessments and accused intelligence officials of building a false case against Moscow. Trump is finally scheduled to receive a classified briefing. He should get a briefing on Russian hacking efforts on Friday. Yeah,
quit breeding. God, I mean, based on what? These guys are loons, man.
Clapper said there's a difference between skepticism. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri asked, who benefits from a president-elect trashing the intelligence community?
Yeah, really?
Who benefits?
Fuck!
And Clapper said,
"The Russians."
There's a difference between skepticism and disparagement. I've received many expressions of concern from foreign counterparts about what has been interpreted as disparagement of the U.S. intelligence community. So our allies are saying, what's wrong with the CIA? What's going on with you guys?
Yeah.
What's wrong with our allies who trust us and who rely on our intelligence as much as...
He's hurting their credibility.
Exactly. But no, he's not, Ryan. He's just putting the other story out there for the people to decide.
I mean, you know what's crazy to me is, like, if Trump gets these briefings and he doesn't agree with something for whatever reason, why not keep that disagreement in-house? Why doesn't he keep that between him and the CIA? And why does he need to fucking talk to the press about it? Because, you know, they're on the same fucking team. It's not like he's talking to somebody across the aisle, some legislator, and he's trying to leverage them with public opinion or something. I mean, they're supposed to be on the same fucking team.
Supposed to be.
I mean,
but they're on the Russian team.
Right.
They're not on the American team. They're on the Russian team.
Oh, we're fucked. Whatever. Jeez.
I've got, I don't know, good news?
Yeah, what's that?
With a question mark, it's really... Really sad and terrifying. I was going to say terrifying. Yes. It's really sad and terrifying.
Terrifying. I love that word. That's got to mean something.
How low the bar is for good news for us. You know, we haven't been had a spear shoved in our nostrils. So that's good news.
Please.
In the sovereign Republic of Texistan.
Fuck you.
The religious extremist Christo Mullahs who are running the place. Decided that they don't like the fact that North Carolina has been the only one to we're going to check your genitals party.
They've
decided that they are going to put through their own.
Our elections were hacked.
They're going to put through their own anti-trans bathroom bill.
Oh, yeah. Those pervs are like, hey, damn, why South Carolina the only people getting to check dick out there? I want to check me some dick. Show me your dick. I'm going to check it.
The really uber skexies, evil, creepy, scary.
Nine.
Christo-fascist, former hate radio host.
Yes.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Slimeball.
Oh, this guy is disgusting.
Said they announced Senate Bill 6,
yes,
which would require transgender people to use the bathrooms in public schools, government buildings, and universities based on, quote, biological sex.
Oh, my God. You're creating a problem where one doesn't fucking exist, you fucking idiots.
And in typical Republican fashion, they're making sure that it preempts any local non-discrimination ordinances that might be passed. So any of the sane cities that say we're not going to put up with your bullshit, the Republicans, like they're doing everywhere where they're in charge of a state.
Yes.
Are saying, fuck you.
I'll tell you what.
And your local government.
I'm putting out an edict. And I guess I need you to agree with it as well. But at Crab Diving Studios, you can use whatever bathroom you want. And I guarantee you that no one, I mean no one, is checking anyone's cock, okay? There's no dick checkers.
Unless you ask nice.
Right. Kate, I need you to check.
Maybe a Chablis, a nice Merlot.
Check. Kate checks the dicks and you give her a little treat after you.
So
once if it has a penis.
Dan Patrick, the scum sucker, says, we know it's going to be a tough fight. We know that, you know, kindness and reason is going to come after us and equal treatment and American values.
Oh, yes.
We know it's going to be a tough fight, but we know we're on the right side of the issue. We're on the right side of history. You can mark today as the day Texas is drawing a line in the sand and saying no.
What are you protecting people from, you fucking idiot? What perceived threat?
They say it's privacy issues.
It's not. You're in the fucking bathroom. There's stalls. Even if you're at a urinal, I've been to urinals.
Those non-discrimination laws allow men to enter women's restrooms.
Yeah, yeah. No one... Oh, my God. I don't know.
There you go.
So
and
stupid.
Meanwhile, none of them, they don't learn. These morons don't learn.
Boo.
Look what happened to Indiana. Mike fucking Pence. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars. Wasn't it hundreds of millions? Maybe tens of millions of dollars that the state lost in business
right.
when they tried to pass that. You can put a no fag sign on your business law. And look what happened now to North Carolina. The NCAA pulled out their championships. Businesses, Apple said, we're not going to do something there. They've lost also tens
what about Texas?
Of millions of dollars. Texas is next.
I remember with Georgia. Remember when this was going to happen in Georgia? The Walking Dead said they weren't going to shoot anymore. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know,
these heinous creatures think that because Trump is in charge now, that they're going to be able to run roughshod over the Constitution and
they're
over
emboldened.
Equal rights and everything. Yeah.
I mean, are we going to see more of this?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to get more Planned Parenthood fucking defunding.
Well, you saw that when they tried to pass the fetal heartbeat law. And they basically said, well, you know, we know it's unconstitutional, but hey, Trump got elected, so why not give it a shot?
Let's give it a shot. That's ridiculous, man.
So a big crabby fuck you.
Absolutely.
To the heinous Christo Mullahs of Texas.
For sure.
And their anti-LGBT hate.
Yes.
But that's not the good news. I teased good news. The good news, by the way.
Weird good news.
I pulled the wrong Texas story, and then... I was halfway in it and figured, well, let's just go with it.
Oh, yeah.
The good news.
Yes.
Sort of. From Texas or dealing with Texas.
Boo.
Is that a federal judge yesterday has extended a restraining order.
Okay.
On the state to keep them from requiring fetal tissue to be buried or cremated.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was insane, man.
A U.S. district judge issued the ruling after 2 days of testimony on the regulation that Texas says is aimed at maintaining the highest standards of human dignity.
Human dignity for a clump of cells? Human dignity. You want to check somebody's cock before you go to the bathroom.
They have no dignity.
Show me the dignity. Right. They ain't got shit.
Abortion rights groups are contending that's an unnecessary and vague regulation. And the only reason is to make abortions more difficult and more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So what? So what? The people in Texas, their lives are shittier. Do something for them, for the people you serve every now and then, dickheads.
So this is the second extension of the restraining order. There was this judge had put the regulation on hold before it was supposed to take effect on December 19th. And he previously issued a temporary restraining order, which delayed it until tomorrow. And now he's kicked it farther down by extending it.
Okay.
He said that he asked the state, this is the judge.
Yes.
How the existing law on the disposal of human remains and dead human bodies meshes with the proposed regulation. And he was told by a lawyer for the state that fetal tissue is not considered human remains for the purpose of the statute. So it doesn't work.
Right. Jeez. God, look at the
Texas
process.
Attorney General, who I believe is under investigation for corruption himself, Ken Paxton.
Isn't it? This isn't this related to that fucking shit Rick Perry was involved in?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
But the attorney general there, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, said Texas values the dignity of the remains of the unborn and believes that fetal tissue should be disposed of properly and humanely.
Ugh, make an omelet out of it.
Which, by the way, it is. It's treated as biological waste.
Right.
It's not like they wrap it in a tissue and toss it in the trash.
There's a process for this! I mean...
the plaintiff in the case, president of Whole Woman's Health,
yes,
who runs facilities in Texas. She testified, Amy Hagstrom Miller. She's testified. I've seen interviews with her. That she's a titan of strength. I can't imagine this woman in Texas.
Fuck no, man.
Who is the president of Whole Woman's Health, who runs three healthcare facilities.
You think they have security?
I hope so. I hope they're armed, and I hope they stand their ground.
Hell yeah.
Against any of these assholes that threaten her. She testified that the regulation would increase costs and increase the stigma of abortion. I don't understand, she said, how this puts women's health and safety forward.
Yeah. How does this... God, you think every once in a while these GOP guys have to sit back and say, who is this serving? Who's this really helping, man? They're so busy doing all this bullshit. I mean, what are you doing to help your constituents?
The regulation change in Texas was crafted shortly after the state suffered a stinging defeat in the U.S. Supreme Court when the justices there struck down separate abortion restrictions that were backed by the Republican leader. So they realize they're losing. They don't care. They just keep trying anything.
And meanwhile, this to me is a waste of time, all this shit, because we really know the motives behind it and we understand how it's going to turn out in court, right?
Hopefully,
it's gonna be struck down because it's stupid.
Until Trump can stack the courts with Christo fascist mullahs. Yeah. I mean, none of this is etched in stone. So a little bit of good news in Texas. I don't know. It's not a done deal yet, but he's issued another stay to prevent the assholes of Texas from forcing women to have to pay for some kind of burial or cremation.
What interview was Barack Hussein Obama doing when he said something like, you know, each day I try to think, who can I help? What people can I help? Am I doing the most I can to help the American people? He said he asked himself that question every day.
Wait, who?
Barack Obama at some interview. He said, how can I help the American people? He said he would ask himself that question every fucking day.
Well, that's un-American.
So, like, when are these people doing that? I mean, listen, I know these guys are all corrupt and they're all like, you know, they sold their ass to lobbyists and shit like that. But at some point, they have to do something. I mean, don't they have to do something that helps every now and then just to sort of, for the optics?
Only as a bonus. I mean, right. if it doesn't conflict with their extremist ideology. Yeah.
I guess this weird-ass abortion shit they all have such a hard-on for. I guess since a fetus is a person, they justify it by saying, I'm saving lives.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bananas. And sad.
Speaking of bananas.
Sad.
We've talked about the lunatic moron from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn. Ooh. She was the one who headed up the House Committee on Baby Chop Shops.
Oh, my God.
We got to look into this. Even though after it was proven that they were fake videos, they still had to have congressional hearings to look into it.
But it's facts, so fuck you. It doesn't matter.
And remember how Cecile Richards was treated?
Yes.
The president of Planned Parenthood when they had her testify on the Hill, and she was treated like she was Joseph Mengele.
I know.
By these assholes. Well, big fail.
Right.
Marsha Blackburn foolishly on her Twitter.
Yes.
Posted a Twitter poll.
Okay.
And she said yesterday at 7:47 a.m., do you support the repeal of Obamacare? Retweet if you do. Share what you want to see as the replacement.
Yeah. What are these GOP fuckers going to learn to not do that?
Thousands and thousands of votes. 84% no.
Yeah.
They do not support the repeal of Obamacare. And when you talk to people, if you tell them it's the Care Act instead of
Obamacare, something like that.
Right, it's the Affordable Care Act instead of Obamacare. Suddenly they like it better. And especially when you chop it up into pieces and say, this is what it does, this is what it does, this is what it does, it has done.
Right, like you would a fetus.
Then you find that they like what's going on. Did you see yesterday evil Jim DeMint, this scumbag.
Oh my God.
That's no longer run out of Congress because of shenanigans, right?
What was that? Like a long time ago, right? This guy's a piece of shit.
And he quit to head up some unthink tank.
Oh, yes.
Spank tank. He was being interviewed, and the interview, he was talking about how horrible, what a disaster Obamacare has been to everyone. No, it's done no good for anyone.
No, right.
And the journalist listed, well, we have these numbers from the Congressional Business Office. The CBO is a nonpartisan group.
Right.
That all they do is say, here are the numbers.
At some point, you have to believe in something.
Here are your numbers.
Other than Jesus, you have to believe in something, dickheads.
And she read off these numbers of the good that Obamacare has done, the good things. And he started laughing. And he said, I would put that under fake news.
Oh, my God. That is fucked up.
And she said, well, you can't because these are the real numbers. Yeah. And it's put up by the Congressional Business Office. Well, I don't.
Oh, my God.
It's hurt so many people. Tell me about this person who's went up 1,000%.
Try to imagine Barack Obama is white. And then how do you feel about Obamacare? That's what you have. That's how you have to talk to these idiots.
And it's really just going to bite them in their own balls. I mean, so many of these, especially the Rust Belt, where the reason they allegedly voted for Schittler is because of the economy and jobs. They want to bring back their blue and white collar industry jobs.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to bring back coal because guess what? Coal isn't that cheap anymore, and there's better ways to do it.
You know, I tweeted out, by the way, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, twitter.com/crabdiving, that's Twitter. Anyway, some story in Japan about an administrative group in a company that's being replaced by artificial intelligence. Like 34 people in this company
and that's
lost
gonna
their
keep
fucking
going.
Job. That's
right.
So disturbing.
And
man.
I'm all for, you know, they were talking about Amazon and how they're replacing some of the people in these warehouses with robots.
Right.
Which I'm all for.
Yes.
If there's ways to make sure that these people have jobs and stuff like that to go to. Or how about having robots do everything and we can all put our feet up and enjoy life and work less hard for every fucking cunting morsel we have. They lose their minds.
Right.
What? What? Not work hard.
God
and you'll
damn
note,
it.
And you'll note that they don't really mean work. They don't mean them.
Right.
I don't care how many hours they say Trump works the hardest.
No, he does.
Trump works the hardest.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry. Sitting around tweeting and reading papers and shit like that. That ain't hard work. That ain't callus creating, heart pumping hard work.
Go to Carl's Jr. Go to McDonald's. Go to, I don't know.
It's long work.
Right.
But I've been there. I've worked in corporate America. I've worked long hours. It ain't that hard.
You had a chair and, you know.
Yeah. It's not a back-breaking, horrible,
your feet don't
soul-sucking.
Hurt. Right.
But it's not physically hard work. So when these assholes talk about that, they're talking about they want the poor people to work for nothing for them.
Absolutely.
And make them richer.
Yeah.
That's it.
So it's as if these Jesus loons were like, hey, we thought the Bible ended at the Old Testament.
And, you know, this idiot, Marsha Blackburn.
Yes.
Will thoroughly dismiss this poll.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
Oh, somebody must have had them flooded. They must have just had them spam
it. Well, that's
our
world, man. That's our fucking world. We sat there and we listened to Trump over and over again say, hey, the media lies to you. They're all horrible.
Still.
By the way, they're back there in a cage. You can go spit on them.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you don't like the news, don't believe in it. That's his thing.
This is good news.
Yes.
Out of the state of Virginia.
Oh, there's a story about Virginia coming out tomorrow on Twitter. Oh, shit. Somebody found an anaconda in a toilet.
Oh,
that's all.
Great.
That's a story. That's it. That's it. That's a story. Big fucking exotic pet and somebody's shitter.
Well, the good news out of Virginia is that the governor there, Governor Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, has signed an executive order.
Okay.
Protecting the rights of LGBT people in public services.
Well, that's awesome. That sounds good.
Executive Order 61 protects the rights of LGBT people in public services. The order extends pre-existing protections on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity for state employees to contractors and in the delivery of state services. So not just employees, but they want their contractors that work with them to also implement.
Don't we all want that? Wouldn't we all want that? I mean,
let's look at Texas.
Fuck you. But even in Texas, I mean, you'd want this protection because this
not
makes
for
your,
gay people.
But it
What's
makes
wrong
your
with
state
you?
More stable. I mean, listen, Texas, I'm sorry. What, you
but Jesus is
going to
get mad.
Well, gay people are here. LGBT people are here. What are you going to do?
The Lord will cock slap the state if you allow them to enjoy life and enjoy
Jesus
equal protection under the law.
The Lord's got a big dick, and so does Jesus. Or wait, is Lord and the Jesus the same person?
In most of those religions, I think so, right? That Holy Trinity thing?
Not in Christianity. Jesus is not Lord. Jesus is
I don't know.
That,
all I know is
the Son of God.
In the religion I was indoctrinated, in which I was indoctrinated to.
Oh, yes.
It's that Holy Trinity thing where
they're all the same person.
They're all the same, but different.
Oh, that's so
which makes
fucking
it even more fucked up.
Insane. Yeah. They're all the same, but different. Well, then they're not the same.
Well, but don't like the Methodists and the Southern Baptists.
I don't know.
Don't they believe that Jesus is God?
I don't know. You know, I was just thinking about that. I don't really know because Jesus is the Son of God. I heard that over and over again. But Jesus is God. And then they'll say Jesus is Lord.
He's also the Son of God.
And sometimes they'll say,
what about the Holy Spirit? What about the Holy Spirit?
You know, it's weird. Sometimes they'd say, like, Lord God, hear our prayers. And that to me was confusing. I'm like, which is he? Is he God or is he Lord? Lord God. Why don't you just say Lord? It's the same fucking thing, right? Isn't it?
Well, I guess God's his name.
You know why the Southern Baptists are stupid? And I'll tell you.
Do we have time?
Oh, yeah. See, is that Kenneth Copeland, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God, what a loon. But the Methodist, the end of the sermon, right, the end of the Methodist and the Baptist, the reason I'm bringing this up is I was raised in a town in Georgia where we had Baptists and Methodists. At the end of the service, you would have this thing.
Did they talk to each other?
No. Oh, no.
Are you allowed to speak to someone of the other?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They or are you really convinced they're going to hell?
No, you are convinced they're going to hell. The Baptists are convinced the Methodists are going to hell because the Methodists don't get dunked, they get sprinkled.
Oh, that's right.
You know?
It's also silly.
But the Baptists, at the end of their sermon, you can get saved. And then people stay and watch this person get saved, and they pray, and there's all this carrying on. It can go on to upwards of 20 minutes after the service. And you know what the Methodists do? They're like, fuck that. If you want to do that, do it on your own time with a fucking pastor or whatever. We're going to the Golden Corral.
Oh, see.
We're going to Sizzler before the fucking fat-ass Baptists get in line first. We eat first, the Methodists. And that's why they win.
Obviously. Far less Christian than the Baptists.
We eat first, bitches.
So, congratulations to Terry McAuliffe in... governor of Virginia, who seems to actually give a shit about people and fairness.
Yeah, that's great.
And is signed an executive order helping out the LGBT.
God, and imagine the fucking chaos around it. What if you got to check people's dicks before you in any bathroom? In any bathroom, you got to check a dick.
Well, it's the opposite of what's going on in those states.
Yes.
It's the opposite. Texas just passed a law that said... They're trying to pass a law that says no city in this state can pass an LGBT equality law.
But why would you want that if you know you have gay people and you know you have lesbian people in your society and you're protecting them helps the whole system run better? Because otherwise you're going to have fucking chaos. You know what I mean?
Not if you round them up and put them all in jail where they belong, according to Bullshiticus.
That's chaos!
According to Bullshiticus 69.
Oh, yeah.
What else have I got going on here? Oh, we talked crab diving follow-up.
follow-up. Crab diving follow-up.
I'm sad that I didn't have the transcript yesterday of this this gospel singer, Kim Burrell.
Oh, my God.
Who's also a pastor.
What a loon.
And she was scheduled to be on Ellen, and then a tape of her came out of her giving a sermon. We tried to play it yesterday, but the audio was so shit-tastic that we really couldn't understand it.
She said some heinous shit, man.
She said,
yes,
in a church sermon last week. Meanwhile, Ellen got rid of her. Said she's not going to be allowed on
fuck
the
off.
Not going to be allowed there anymore. Quote, anybody in this room who is filled with the homosexual spirit, pray God to free you.
What? It sounds so stupid.
You're playing with it in 2017. You'll die from it.
Oh, fuck you, idiot.
That perverted homosexual spirit is a spirit of delusion and confusion. If you, as a man, will open your mouth and take a man's penis in your face, you are perverted. If you are a woman and you shake your breasts in another woman's face, you are perverted.
Oh, shit.
Why did she go for titties and not for Cave of Wonder?
I don't know. Maybe she was... Fuck, I don't know. What an idiot. That's
so that's
stupid.
What she had to say.
God. Kim, how do you... Very Kim Burrell,
sad. How I does this person... read that yesterday.
How does she live in society being so stupid and idiotic? Who listens to that audience is
because,
like, oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, God, you're a moron. Jesus is making you stupid, Kim.
Because Jesus.
Right. You're perverted, by the way. She's perverted. What she said is perverted.
And obsessed. They're all so obsessed with gay sex, more than gay people.
Right. Make some gay friends, you fucking idiot. You probably have gay friends, and you're probably making them feel like shit by saying this. You're heartless. You're an idiot.
I don't know if they have gay friends that are out.
Yeah.
They certainly have gay relatives that are out. And
right.
Some of them are gay and aren't
yes.
out. We find time and time again that the most vociferous anti-gay shitbags are the ones that are toe-tapping in an airport
but why
to
is
try
that?
To get some manhead.
Why is that? Or they're repressed.
Yeah,
they're
hypocritical. Self-loathing.
Aren't these Christians supposed to be like, what is the word? Passionate? Not passionate. Compassionate. Supposed to be compassionate. What happened to that? Wasn't Jesus compassionate as fuck? Wasn't that his fucking thing, you fucking idiots? Would you be like Jesus?
They're not into that, though.
Quit checking dicks.
Not U.S. Christians.
Yeah. God. Don't. What did she say? Don't let a man fuck you in the face if you're a man.
Well, you put your... Wait, if you put... I already closed it. If you put your mouth on or something, you open your mouth and a penis shakes in your face or
oh
something.
Oh, my God. How ridiculous, Kim. Oh, my God. Let people face fuck who they want to face
Someone
fuck.
Someone should send her lots of gay porn so she can actually see what's going on.
Right. Get an idea of what you're talking about. Watch some face fucking before you have an opinion about it. What about that?
We talked a little bit about Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, the senator from the sovereign state of Alabama.
Alabama.
I was going to apologize to Mississippi, but Jesus.
They're not offended.
Yeah, it's ass cancer or ball cancer, which is worse.
Right. Give me a hood.
The one of the members of Trump's transition team.
Yes.
Who is, to use a technical term, scary as fuck because he is an official of the Family Research Council.
Oh, come on. That's Brian Fisher's thing.
Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins. Fuck.
Brian Fisher is American Family Association. But, I mean, you know, six of one. I'm sure they disagree on very little, except who can they fleece more?
Yeah.
That's the only reason they don't like each other.
Such
who gets
assholes.
More money off of the rubes? Ken Blackwell is serving as a top domestic policy official with the transition team.
He's not. He's a bottom. He's not a top.
So he is defending
yes
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
Oh my God.
He wrote an op-ed for the Washington Times.
Okay.
Claiming that the media scrutiny of Sessions' civil rights record.
Okay.
His record, we'll right. note, not allegations, his record on right. civil rights is a product of, quote, anti-white, anti-Southern racism.
This guy's on Trump's transition team, correct? That is disturbing. What the fuck else, dude? He's going to be the attorney general. What other record would you want to look at? You know what I mean?
He titled his screed at the Times, "A Media Noose for Jeff Sessions. He's a white son of the South, and that's enough to justify a lynching."
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Listen to this racist loon. How insulting. How insensitive.
He attacked in his, Ken Blackwell attacked the Washington Post and, of course, the evil libtard Los Angeles Times for their reporting on Sessions, which he blames on the fact that, quote, somewhere, someone deep down doesn't believe a white man from Alabama should be the attorney general of the United States.
Well, I don't believe that.
I don't care if he's a cool white man. I've met some cool white men from Alabama.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I'd want him to be my attorney general. Yeah, I mean, that's what most I'm saying, of them are comedians.
And also, right. Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some liberal, normal people.
A politician.
Liberal politicians. There's Democrats in Alabama. There's one.
Right.
There's that. Wait, isn't there that the lesbian? She's fucking awesome. I forget her name.
The lesbian from Alabama.
Who said.
Yeah.
She said, look, if they want to start disparaging people, she goes, we could fuck. Start talking about the scandals that are going on in the legislature. Everybody clammed up.
Clammed?
No pun intended.
What's her name? I can almost think of her fucking name.
She's awesome, though. She's Maddow a bunch of times.
Yeah, look her up on.
She's got great. She kind of talks like this. She's got a great accent. She gives zero fucks. This is an older lesbian woman in Alabama who is a legislator. Imagine the shit she hears.
Absolutely.
Imagine the tweets she gets. Imagine the emails she gets
from
the loving Christians of Alabama.
Who she deals with in Alabama. Roy motherfucking Moore. Roy Moore and that fucking loon Bentley, the mayor, who's filling up titties of his staff members with these weird ass voicemails and
Patricia
shit.
Todd.
There you go. Bam.
Is her name. She's a Democrat, member of Alabama's House of Representatives, representing District 54 from downtown Birmingham.
Nominate her for something. Why isn't she nominated for a post? In Trump's cabinet.
She's a Democrat and a lesbian.
Yeah, but like, fuck, man. Doesn't he have to throw like...
No,
throw
and that's the thing. He for Mr. Populist, I love the people.
Yeah.
He's scraped the bottom of the farthest right extremist barrel to populate his cabinet. Again, goes back to my point before, which is because during the election, the only people that would identify with him are the lowest of the low, carbuncle, what I say, urinal scrapings that of the right. And those are the ones that because all he cares about is whoever grabs onto a penis wrinkle and doesn't let go.
Okay. Jeez.
Loyalty is all that he cares about.
Right.
He's putting Jeff Sessions, who sucked Trump willy from the beginning, into the cabinet positions. And other cabinet positions of people who are his big buddies, his golfing buddies, that donated money to the Republicans.
Oh, God. How depressing. Please, someone shove heroin into my face. Face fuck me with heroin.
Dishonest media attacks against President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General Jeff Sessions won't derail his confirmation, but it's important to discuss where they come from.
His record! It comes from his record, shit that he did. What else do you look at in a confirmation hearing, you jackass? Really, honestly.
Then he goes on to say, the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times spent more than a month working on stories that were exclusively about Jeff Sessions and race.
Boo.
The aim was clear, to try to define Mr. Sessions as a caricature, stepping straight out of the segregated South and into the Department of Justice, ignoring his 20-year career as a United States senator. No, he didn't. No, we've looked at every single vote he's made for the last 20 years yeah. as a United States senator. He was against... he was for gutting the Civil Rights Act. He's voted against every single LGBT thing yeah. you can think of. He's voted against every single civil rights thing you can think of.
And if they were vetting a Democrat, what would you do? You'd look at their fucking record, wouldn't you?
Right.
Wouldn't they? God, if you're vetting someone who's a politician, the main thing you're going to look at is their voting record.
The reason is because somewhere, someone deep down doesn't believe a white man from Alabama should be the Attorney General of the United States. That's every bit as racist as saying a black man from Chicago shouldn't be the President of the United States. We agree.
Yes.
Nobody's saying that about Jeff Sessions.
That's not happening.
We're not saying that a white man from Alabama shouldn't be Attorney General. We're saying a white racist
yes.
from Alabama
yes.
should not be Attorney General.
Race is an issue in this because he's a fucking racist.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Simply amazing.
Motherfucker.
And that brings us, Ryan's yeah. motherfucker brings us right. to the end of today's show Thursday. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. We'll be whipping out our secularism a little harder.
And hey, whoever bought that anaconda in Virginia that showed up in somebody's shitter, fuck you.
Don't forget our social medias at Crab Diving. All the crab diving shit. Find out where Ryan's going to be somewhere soon doing comedy. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter, @RatedRComedy on the Instagram, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.